Can stem cells treat an ACL tear or torn meniscus? Can stem cell therapy be used to treat an ACL tear or torn meniscus? While these injuries are traditionally treated using invasive orthopedic surgeries, stem cells are now emerging as a therapeutic alternative. In this article, stem cells for ACL or meniscus tear. Are stem cell treatments for knees safe? Regine Vive Review. Regenics Review. Stem Cell Institute Review. Can stem cell therapy regrow meniscus? Does stem cell therapy for knees work? Stem cells for ACL or meniscus tear. An anterior cruciate ligament, ACL, injury occurs when the anterior cruciate ligament, ACL, is either partially or completely torn. ACL tears commonly occur during sporting activities and are usually caused by a rapid change in direction or impact, although a range of other stimuli can also cause them. A torn meniscus occurs when the meniscus within the knee is damaged. The meniscus is a curved structure within the knee that partly divides the joint cavity. It is composed of fibrocartilaginous, which is a mixture of fibrous tissue and cartilage tissue that make the meniscus both strong and flexible. Sporting injuries that involve twisting, turning, or impact of the knee can cause this injury. ACL and meniscus knee diagram. Traditionally, both of these injuries have been treated through orthopedic surgeries. This is gradually changing as physicians realize the power of stem cells to address orthopedic injuries. Are stem cells treatments for knees safe? Several groups now offer safe and effective stem cell treatments for knee injuries, including Regenics, Regine Vive, and the Stem Cell Institute, among many others. However, there are also stem cell clinics that do not comply with FDA law. These stem cell clinics get mailed FDA warning letters. To choose a safe provider of stem cell treatments, ensure that the treatment you are considering is either FDA approved or being studied under an investigational new drug application, IND. An IND is a clinical investigation plan submitted and allowed to proceed by the FDA, or meet the FDA's standards to be conducted without the need for FDA approval or an IND. When in doubt, do an online search for the clinic or physician you are considering. Regine Vive Review. Regine Vive is a research-driven stem cell company renowned for its innovative regenerative therapies, specializing in the use of adult mesenchymal stem cells. MSCs, Regine Vive's treatments deliver these cells either intravenously or directly to the site of injury/damage, with a focus on conditions like ACL tears, meniscus repair, and orthopedic applications. Regine Vive's stem cell therapies harness the natural healing powers of stem cells to repair and rejuvenate damaged tissues. Regine Vive's protocols have been used for 10,000-plus stem cell treatments. With headquarters in Chicago, Illinois, the company is supported by prominent scientists and physicians trained in the U.S. and abroad. For patients who want to receive treatment within the United States, Regine Vive represents an experienced provider of stem cell treatments. You can click here to learn more about Regine Vive's options for repairing an ACL tear or a torn meniscus. Regenics Review. Founded in 2005, Regenics is another skillful company that specializes in orthopedic applications of stem cells. It offers two variations of its Regenics procedure: a same-day procedure and a procedure in which the stem cells are cultured in a laboratory setting to increase them in number. For Regenics's same-day procedure, it uses autologous, self-derived, adult stem cells. This includes both mesenchymal stem cells, MSCs, as well as hematopoietic stem cells, HSCs, macrophages, and other cells present in a patient's same-day isolation. This procedure is offered at clinics within the U.S. The company's other approach is its cultured mesenchymal stem cell, MSC, procedure, where the cells are expanded in number before being re-injected into the area of injury. For the company's cultured expanded procedure, it is only the mesenchymal stem cells, MSCs, that are expanded. Because of the regulatory environment in the U.S., the culture expanded stem cell procedure is only performed by a third party through a license in Grand Cayman. In this procedure, the stem cells are multiplied outside the body in a laboratory, creating larger quantities of the therapeutic cells. The same-day procedure is what it used in the United States to comply with FDA regulation of human cell and tissue-based products, known as HCT/Ps. In addition to studying its procedures for the past 20 years, Regenix it maintains the world's largest human MSC reimplantation registry for orthopedic purposes. You can view its latest research here. Stem Cell Institute Review. The Stem Cell Institute is also a prominent leader in stem cell research and therapy that treats orthopedic injuries with stem cells. The group was founded in 2006 by Dr. Neil Reardon, a globally regarded stem cell expert. Treatments offered by the Stem Cell Institute utilize allogeneic, donor, umbilical cord stem cells collected after full-term births, as well as autologous, self-derived, bone marrow stem cells. Dr. Reardon operates the Stem Cell Institute in Panama and the Reardon Medical Institute, RMI, in Southlake, Texas. These clinics can treat patients for a wide range of orthopedic applications. The Stem Cell Institute reports that it has performed over 25,000 patient procedures, making it one of the most experienced stem cell treatment centers in the world. The primary downside of getting treatment through the Stem Cell Institute is that most patients will need to travel to Panama to receive treatment, which can lead to higher travel costs and expense. Of course, if you would enjoy a trip to Panama, then this could be a perk instead of a drawback. Can stem cell therapy regrow meniscus? There are several proposed mechanisms as to how stem cells might heal knee injuries. These mechanisms include paracrine signaling, differentiation into new cell types, and exosomes, small vesicles released by cells. For an ACL tear or torn meniscus, patients will often be good candidates to be treated using same-day stem cell procedures. Most ligament and tendon tears can be using stem cells, as long as there is reasonable approximation between the tissues. As a result, the majority of people experiencing an ACL tear can now avoid orthopedic surgeries by pursuing a stem cell treatment within the U.S. According to Regenix, knees are the most common body area treated with stem cells. The next most common conditions are shoulder and hip, followed by foot, ankle, and hands. However, if the damage is severe, physicians may recommend that a patient travels offshore to access culture-expanded stem cells. Because this approach is not allowed within the U.S., Regenix offers offshore treatments at its Grand Cayman location and the Stem Cell Institute treats patients in Panama. For a large ACL tear in which the two parts that are separated by an inch or more, the injury will likely not be appropriate for a minimally invasive, needle-based procedure. If you found this blog valuable, subscribe to BioInformant Stem Cell Industry Updates. Seeking advanced stem cell treatment? RejuvStem, a premier regenerative medicine center, uniquely offers proprietary DesiWaMuse cells and DesiWaMuse exosomes. Unlike conventional stem cell clinics, RejuvStem combines its patented protocols, rigorously sourced, high-purity mesenchymal stem cells, MSCs, and DesiWaMuse cells for a range of regenerative applications. Their expert medical team can evaluate whether Muse cell therapy or premium MSC treatment is the appropriate protocol for your specific condition. Located in Cancun, Mexico, RejuvStem Clinic serves patients from the United States, Canada, and throughout the world. Contact them today or request a free consultation.